Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. Yesterday, I began a message I've entitled Growing into Maturity, and we're going to look at a subject that is very important for our spiritual walk. It's an important subject, I guess you would say, on God's heart. He's very concerned about what is happening in the lives of His people. And as I shared on yesterday's broadcast, God has a twofold purpose in the earth. Number one, He is desiring for men to be saved. That is our great commission, that we are to be witnesses to Him in these evil and end times. But God has a plan. He is increasing His kingdom through the hearts of men. When they come to Him and they accept Him as Lord and Savior, basically, Jesus said the kingdom is within, and that kingdom of God, that supernatural spiritual kingdom, is being established in the earth. Now, I don't preach kingdom now. The kingdom will not be established until the King comes. That's the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to share something. People say, you know, what's your stance, Sister Glass? Are you pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib? And I simply love what Judson Cornwell's sister said many years ago. I never forgot it because it really kind of fits exactly where how I feel. Somebody asked her that, and she said what her position was, and she said, well, whatever preacher I heard last. Because let me just share with you, you can listen to preachers possessing all three different positions, and by the time you're through hearing all the scriptures they give to verify their position, that you're pretty convinced they're right. So anyway, I know most of Christianity is pre-trib, and let's just pray that's so. Wouldn't that be just wonderful? We don't have to experience any of the horrors of the Great Tribulation. However, the Lord does. He does not pour His wrath out upon His people. We will be saved from the wrath to come. So I believe God does not include His people in those judgments that are coming upon the face of the earth for those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ and taken the mark of the beast. Anyway, I've taken a bunny trail and I've gone off on a detour, but we're talking about, this is God's plan. Number one, He's concerned about the hearts of men being converted, coming to a knowledge of the Lord, manifesting and experiencing His salvation. And then, once we are a child of God, the Holy Spirit is profoundly occupied and concerned about bringing us individually as members of the body of Christ into maturity. Christ is the head of the body. We are His people. And so, beloved, just like your body will take all its orders from what your head, your brain tells it, so we need to be that closely related to the Lord Jesus Christ. We get our orders from Him. That's how intimate, that's how personal is our relationship with the Lord. And so we're talking now about the general subject of how is maturity attained? Well, 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each may be recompensed for his deeds in the body. And as we are appearing before the judgment seat of Christ, that is not the sinner. Those are those who are saved, who belong to the Lord Jesus. And He will not bring up our sins. They are covered by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But He will evaluate and distribute rewards depending on the good we have done for Christ. And we'll be looking at that in greater detail later. So let's now work and explore that subject, how is maturity attained? And I want to be sharing some important points with you. Number one, it does not occur naturally, except biologically. if an animal is birthed into the world, or if a baby is born into the world, regardless, provided they all the things necessary for its survival, proper food and shelter, and the things that are necessary, that child will grow into an adult person. Now, of course, their upbringing is very important, but that process of growing from an infant into a toddler, into a child, into a teenager, into an adult, that is something that doesn't require anything on our part. It happens naturally. I think that is fairly obvious. So we don't have to spend a lot of time on that, and I think we'd probably all agree. And now, secondly, also, God allows us to grow by giving responsibility. He gives us responsibility over people, over our personal talents, over tasks, over the work He's given us to do. And isn't that just like He is our good Heavenly Father, just like a godly set of parents, mother and father? They, as a child grows and is able to assume responsibility, tasks are given to them. They're potty trained. They learn eventually how to dress themselves. They learn how to feed themselves. They learn how to walk on their own. They learn all these things. There's responsibility given according to their maturity level. And of course, one needs to be aware of those various levels of maturity. But this is how our Father deals with us. And so, beloved, God, we're all in different places. Some are still babes. Some of you listening, you might just be newly born into God's family. And you're just trying to eat up everything, learn everything. I know when I came to the Lord, I was really hungry. It's like I told the Lord I wanted to grow up really fast. And some of you may have walked with the Lord for decades. But beloved, it doesn't matter what our chronological age is, how many years we've lived on this earth. That's not a true measure of spiritual maturity. And that's what we're talking about. The measure of maturity we have depends on how we care for what God has entrusted to us. Now, I would like to just briefly, I'm not going to take the time to read the entire parable that Jesus gave in the 19th chapter of Luke, verses 12 through 27. He begins by saying in verse 12, "He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return." That sounds like the Lord Jesus, huh? "And he called 10 of his servants. He delivered 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. And verse 14, "But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass, when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded those servants to be called unto him to whom he gave the money." Now, I won't read the rest, but if you're familiar with this parable, there was one who came to him and they said, "Lord, here, look what your pound did. I have gained 10 pounds more." And he said, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Have rule over 10 cities." The second one came and he had been received a pound, and he multiplied that to 5 pounds. And he said, "Well done," to him likewise, "be thou over 5 cities. But then another one came to him, saying, "Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow." And he said, "Out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury, with interest?" And he said, "Take from him that hath a pound and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. So what we see very clearly in this parable is a parable of how God views responsibility as well as increased. All that we have, brother, sister, everything you have, your physical body, your mental powers, your physical talents, or your emotional strengths, and the things that God has blessed you with, all everything you have, God has given, and He demands an increase on what He loans to us. Now, he is a gentle taskmaster. He is a wonderful, loving Lord, and he is so patient with us. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Yes, he said to his disciples in the garden, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he understands that. So he's working with us. But these are principles we have to keep in mind. And so as we grow in the knowledge of God, as we grow in our Christian walk, more and more will be expected of us by the Lord. Now, let's talk about areas of accountability, areas or metrons in which we have to give an answer to Christ about our stewardship when we stand before Him. And there, I'm just going to share five common areas that we all will be accountable for. And there's at least these. There are probably more, but I'm just going to share five. Number one is, first, our physical bodies. Remember what 1 Corinthians 3:17 says? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We, our physical bodies, literally, if we are saved, become the temple of the Holy Ghost. That was 1 Corinthians 3:17. And so, beloved, it's very clear that we have a responsibility for our physical bodies. We cannot abuse them, either by dissolute living or by overwork or by pushing them beyond what God has ordained in a healthy fashion. We are responsible to the measure that we're blessed with what we eat and drink, trying to do the best we can to maintain health. We're responsible, as far as our abilities are, to keep that body fit and exercise. Even the physical world, even the natural, secular world knows those kinds of things for health. And so God does expect us to take care of ourselves. He expects us to get proper rest. That Sabbath principle, resting on the seventh day, is something that really should be incorporated in our lives, a day of rest. Anyway, beloved, as I hope, trust you have the sense and flavor that our first responsibility is our physical bodies, and we will be covering a lot more on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in then. But until then, if you have needs, I do invite you to write. If you're being blessed by the broadcast, just write me a note of encouragement. Let me know you are. And if you have prayer needs, know that I'll pray for you personally and send back whatever God gives, which I know will be a blessing. Until then, tomorrow, I love you. Thank you for joining me, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.